She went to Bhagavatam class February, what? 24th. Right. February 24th, 2024, we're discussing Vinaya Gita, verse number 7, Gopis are speaking. That is Krishna, to see Krishna is the fruit of the eyes. The eyes have purpose. If you can see Krishna entering the forest, playing his flute, and looking around at the Vrishvasis as he leaves the village with the coward boys and cows. So that's nice. So now let's look at the third line. What does Vakshra mean?
Face.
Vakshra means face. Isha means what? Isha.
Isha. Control.
Isha Upanishad. Control. Ishra Sarabhutana. Brajesh means who?
Brajesh
Nandamaraj.
King of Braj. The ruler of Braj. Controller of Braj. Suta means what?
Suta means sun.
Sun. Rini Sutra, who's that?
Balaram.
Very good. That's nice. Who's Nanda Sutra?
Krishna. And Balaram.
Yeah, you see Balaram also.
Because here Sutayar is in Dvivachan.
Yeah, Dwanda case. Yes, yeah, so Sutira means the sons. Means the sons of. So this verse indicates that Krishna and Balaram are both the sons of.
Nandamaraj.
Very interesting. There's Mathura Balaram and there's Vrindavan Balaram. There's Mathura Krishna and Vrindavan Krishna. Anavena Jushtam. Hauling flutes. Nivitam. Nivitam means drinks. Drinking the darshan with their eyes. Usually drink with the mouth, but they're drinking the darshan. Nivitam is a verb. Nivitam means in drinking. Anurakta. What does anurakta mean? Anurakta Kataksha Moksham. Kata aksh means what?
Glance.
Kata means what?
Side long glance,
corner of the eyes. So Krishna is looking lovingly at who? At you. You're a gopi. You're looking at the gopis. Maybe he's looking at the younger ones also. Can't trust the guy. So moksha means
liberation.
But this means giving off. He's liberating glances. He's giving up glances. Liberation, you have your body. That means liberation. Death is a type of liberation. Sleep is a type of liberation also. Pralaya. What's your translation? You can read it in the book there. Oh gopis, oh sakis. Those eyes that see the beautiful faces of sons of Maharaj Nanda are fortunate. Krishna Balaram entered a forest surrounded by the sakas, driving the cows before them. They hold their flutes to their mouths. They glance lovingly at the Vrishvasis. For anyone who has eyes, there's no greater object of vision. That's the way of saying this, the fruit of the eyes. There's nothing greater, no greater part of the tree than the fruit. follow him is the greatest part of the tree. So the greatest part of the human body is the eyes, because with the eyes you can see Krishna. The sun and the moon are the eyes of Bhagavan. The sunshine is Krishna's daytime eye, and with the sun is the god of eyes. Surya is the god of eyes. That's why you're supposed to greet the rising sun and look at the rising for a half hour. From sunrise for a half hour, you stare at the sun. It's very good for eye health. Health of the eyes. Avoids cataracts and things like that. Sri Narayan. There's a verse from Rig Samhita, which is in Prabhupada's Sloka book. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Sriyo Jiva Chakshatatam Tavi Praso Jivansa Srinadite Vishnu Param Param. Says in that verse, it says some Rig Veda, ancient verse from Shrutis, says the sun is the eye of God. With his eye of the sun, Krishna is seeing the action of every human being. Aksham Vitam. It's such nice words, Aksham Vitam Phalam. Aksham Vitam Phalam. Idam. Param Vidama. Nice, got a beautiful sound to it. So that's the situation to meditate on. Krishna, cows in the front, lines of cows on the right side, on the left side of the cows, lines of buffalo. So two, like some girls dye their hair black and white, you know. Dye one half black and one half white, make a veiny out of it. I saw a picture on the internet the other day. Girl had, her hair was kind of light brown, like your color, and she had some of her hair was dyed blue and some was red. They're like thrice red and blue. Look pretty wild. Women do everything they can to get attention. They don't have to do much, just be women. Just being women is enough to get attention of half the world. At least half the world. I mean, half the world's men, they'll just be a woman with one color hair, five color hair, three color hair, whatever works. We don't read Krishna Gopis doing that, but they put different things in their hair, they make different colors in their hair, peacock feathers and gunjamala and flowers and leaves and all kinds of cool things. So there's a lot of different things. And their hair is one color, though. That's standard, you know, they don't play around with that. They're not that innovative, but they have their own innovation. With twigs and leaves, they look like, you know, aboriginals or something in disguise. Must be fun, they're just kids. When kids go to the forest, they put feathers in their hair. Put some berries, pick some wild berries, hang some wild grapes over their ears, you know. Just being kids, being nonsense, being fun. Adults are so restricted. Imagine going to a party with grapes hanging over your ears. If you got a feather in your hair, maybe people think you're pretty cool, I guess. Think it's a new fashion. Next party you go to, all the girls have grapes hanging over. Yeah, have some strawberries hanging off the back of your braid, you know. They make these necklaces for deities on Jaimasi on lemons. Yeah. Oranges, lemons. I've seen Krishna on the temple. They have a mala, a flower mala, they have oranges, lemons. Dry fruit necklaces, you seen that?
Yes.
Makana, 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 then pistachios, then raisins, and dates, figs. Nekos. Yeah? How do you make those kind of flower necklaces?
Can I put lemon inside?
Lemon.
That's not your save, it makes dry fruit necklaces. Yeah, somebody from Afghanistan or, you know, where they grow dry fruit, you know? Iran or Saudi Arabia or Jordan or something. Dry fruit ball. So it's a very beautiful scene to meditate on. Let's see what the other translations here. That's VVT translation. Let's look at the Hanuman Prasad Poddar's Gita Press translation of verse number 7. This is the prize for the eyes. Prize for the eyes. Those who have eyes, friends, and we know no greater prize than that enjoyed by those who have feasted their eyes on the countenance, playing on the flute, and casting loving glances all around of the two sons of Nanda, the Lord of Braj, as they lead the cattle along with their playmates. The coward boy, playmates, that's so nice. That's my 1910 English playmates. The coward boys, their boyfriends, friends, playmates. Let's see what Prabhupada's translation is from the Krishna. Playmates, the countenance. What a beautiful countenance. 7. Huh? One go we told our friends, the highest perfection of the eyes is to see Krishna and Balaram entering the forest, playing their flutes and tending their cows to their friends. That's very straightforward, clear translation. Good translation. Edited by Prabhupada's early disciples, Hayagriva. Was an editor in 1969. So that's very matte, very clear, easy to understand. But I kind of missed some of the Sanskrit, but it's got the basic idea. Let's look at the commentaries now. This is what's the name of this chapter?
Venu Gita.
Okay. You're awake that much. you gotta wake like good. Okay, 7. Sangha Goswami starts off his commentary on Bhagavad Gita with a prayer. He prays to the Nitya Siddha Parishads, the Braja Gopis. Sanat Goswami says, I offer my most humble obeisance to the Gopis. To understand the meaning of their words can only be understood by their mercy. They have been able to conquer Krishna, whose mentality is most grave. So he's praying, he said, I can't understand what the Gopis are saying in Venu Gita unless they give me their mercy. So he's praying as a Sangha Goswami, he's praying as a sadhaka. Because he has a nitya sroop, he himself is a nitya parishad. He's saying, I can't understand the words of the nitya parishads. Krishna's gopis without their mercy. So even the greatest authorities show the example of dependence on mercy to have spiritual understanding. Spiritual topics cannot be grappled, cannot be understood material mind and senses, mind and intelligence. It's only by Kripa. Anything spiritual only appears by revelation. It's called Spurti. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navaved Grahamindra Sevamukhe Jivaro Swami Vasvarita. You can only understand the holy name of Krishna is spiritual. So words describing Krishna, the Gopis' words describing Krishna are as spiritual as Krishna's holy name. And Krishna's holy name can only be understood by seva. Jiva, seva, service with the tongue, service with the ears. Hear and chant Krishna's name, and if Krishna's name is pleased with you, and your attitude and behavior, then he'll give the nama, will give nama kripa, with the mercy of the name, will have spurti, vision of Krishna. So that's the same thing with spiritual topics, and the Gopi Katha, and Venu Gita, we only understand it by mercy. Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa, Gopi Kripa. So Sanga Goswami is making that point. Let's see what Vishnu Chakravarti says. This book has one sentence for Vishnu Chakravarti. This book has a few paragraphs. Seems that they took a shortcut there. That was earlier on. So this is what Vishnu says. Vishnu Chakravarti, what is his Manjari name?
Vinod Valeri Manjari.
Right, yeah. Vinod Valeri Manjari, Vishnu Chakravarti. Put on our page. He says, my only goal in life is what? What does it say?
My only goal of life is the Vraja Gopis.
You agree? Doesn't sound too convinced. My only goal of life is Vraja Gopis. Who, being attracted to the nectar shower of Krishna's flute, ran out of their houses, whose sweet words repeated here enable us to relish that nectar too. So the gopis are attracted by the shower, the nectar shower of Krishna's flute. And by reading Venu Gita, we can get the nectar shower also. Amrit Snan, Amrit Varsha. Amrit Varsha, rain of nectar. Varsha means rain. Sweet words, sweet words. Say, my God, very sweet. How do Bengalis say Raj Shama Sundar? You know? Say Sham Sundar.
Sham Sundar.
Sham Sundar. You'll pick up that accent, it's really cool. Kikormo! Mandir Jamo! Kotai! Rinri Kotai! Where's Rinri? How is he late? What else is new? The Gopis mean to say, so Vishnu knows what the Gopis really want to say. O Sakis, if you remain locked up in family life in this material world, what will you ever get to see? Bhagavan has given us eyes, so we later should see the most wonderful thing there is to see, Krishna. The Gopis were aware that their mothers-in-law and sisters-in-law might hear their romantic words and disapprove. So to hide their true feelings, they said, it's the goal of everybody. Seeing Krishna is everybody's goal. Akshatam phalam. It's the fruit of anybody has eyes. Everyone will agree. It's not just us. That's the way of covering it. They're not saying the fruit of our eyes. They're standing in front of anybody, everybody's eyes. The fruit of the eyes to see Krishna entering Vrindavan forest. Oh yeah, I skipped two pages here. Sorry about that. That was self. This is superficial meaning, but the hidden meaning of the Gopis are saying, the face of Krishna Balaram give bliss to everyone in Vrindavan forest, even the birds and beasts, but not to us, staying far away in our houses. They're saying, it's through the eyes see Krishna, but we're not seeing him, and not only that, anyone who sees him will be in bliss. Why? Because when you see the object of your love, you're blissful. Right? Yeah, just say yeah. So when people come to Ram Raitina, Darshan, Radha, Shama, Sundar, they feel blissful. They go to Bhanga Vihari, they love Bhanga Vihari, they feel blissful. They go to Radharaman Temple, have Darshan, Radharaman, they feel blissful. They go to Radha Damodar, see Radha Damodar, they feel blissful. See your wife, you feel blank. Fill the blank. Lisa? We hope so. But not us. We're far away from the forest. We're not a lucky bird or a lucky tree or a beast or a pashu. Because the word is there in the verse pashu. So he's commenting on that idea. What the implication of the inside meaning and why they're saying pashu. They're implying by saying pashu, there's the implied meaning called Vyanjana Stuti. Vyanjana Stuti means the implied meaning. They're saying, Sakya Pashun. So the Sakyas are lucky because they're seeing Krishna's beauty. The beasts, the deer, the tigers are lucky because they can see Krishna's face, but not us. We're stuck in our houses. We're not in the forest. Balaram is commonly known as Nanda's son. So this verse to go, we subscribe Balaram as the son of Nandaraj. However, there's a hidden phrase. That's the thing about Vishnu. He always brings out all the secrets, all the hidden phrases, implication. This is called implied meaning. Read between the lines. Like, you know, when Radharani is saying no, her no is swallowed by her yes. Her words, her mouth is saying no, don't, get out of here, don't touch me, don't try to embrace me. But her heart is saying, don't go, don't go, stay here, embrace me. So her no is swallowed by her yes. So the hidden meaning in Vakchambrajesh, the faces of Krishna Balaram. The word Vakcham, face, can mean both faces or can mean one face. The faces of the king of Raj, sons of the king of Raj, or one face, one blue face. They always have their minds fixed on a blue face. Who is turning back, looking at them, because Balaram was now turning back. His goys were somewhere else, sleeping. So he knew Krishna's goys would be in the front row. So he turns around, looks at them, and his goys get jealous. Nifitam Pio, let me say, Pani Pial. Pani Pial means water fountain where you can drink water. Pial, what do you call it?
Pial.
Pial, Pani Pial. So Pia means, let me say, Pani Pial means to drink. So in Sanskrit, Pita means to drink, and Ni means intensely drink, really drink. Drink like you haven't drunk all day. A hot summer day, you go out all day and don't drink, then you feel so thirsty. Nivitam. Ni means intensity. Okay, Rajasham. it says like that. It also indicates seeing, touching, hearing, smelling, or tasting that face. They want to drink his words, they want to touch his face, they want to hear his words, they want to smell his face, they want to taste his lips. That's all contained in the word nibitam. They want to drink the nectar of his face, touch it, everything. In other words, the Gopis are saying, let's give up all shyness and steadiness and drink the nectar of that face playing the flute. Anyone has good senses, fortunate senses. We intend to say, today, let us give up all our family tradition, shyness, and self-control. let's run out here to the forest and kiss Krishna. That's what they're saying. That's a Vishwasi. One Gopi said that Krishna's face releases sidelong glances, kataksha moksha, upon anyone who becomes lovingly attracted, anurakta, to Krishna. Krishna will search you out and release the arrow of his enchanting glance. When that arrow strikes you, you will feel agitated with love. Forget all your shyness and abandon all your self-control. Then you'll look around without shyness on that face. And look around a little more and kiss that face. I had that additional tika. That's the next obvious conclusion. Jaya Vishnu Chakravarti Padhijaya. So that's the commentary on verse 7. Very Rasa commentary, as usual, of Vishnan. Let's see if we have any other words here from Ananda Vrindavan Champu. About this verse. Yes, it's these verses also. What Gopi said, how can I properly describe the fortune of one who has eyes? To see Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is the ultimate limit of vision. Wandering in Vrindavan, Krishna pierces the hearts of everyone with his restless, sidelong glances. Those who see Krishna like this feel their bliss rise to a zenith. The sound of Krishna's flute makes the whole world impatient. To have seen the inexhaustible beauty of Krishna Balaram tending their cows, these are the most fortunate people in the world. But alas, we've been deprived of this good fortune. So now I'll do text. I want some water. Had all this high powered persona. Supercharged. Burned up all my water. Tomorrow's Monday. No, tomorrow's Sunday. You making sweets tomorrow?
I do today.
Who's doing tomorrow?
I don't
Well, your sister-in-law.
Yes, I think so. I don't know. Maybe.
No, you're out. You have to organize. You have to call Nikunja Divini and tell her it's her turn. These three guys are doing it. So whoever's here amongst you has to organize it. If you're in Madhuri, Madhuri goes out, you're in charge.
Yes.
So you don't ask her, she's out. She's disqualified.
Normally we do on Saturday.
Normally
we do on Saturday, she do on Sunday also.
Yeah, or just Saturday, just Sunday. Yeah, it's a 2-day thing, not 1 day.
Okay.
Check it out. There's four guys against one. We'll beat you up. Be you down also. I'm not done yet. Okay, ready guys? Let's see now, text 8. So we should think like that also. I have these eyes while not seeing Krishna. What's the point? The dogs in Vrindavan, the trees in Vrindavan, they're more fortunate than I am because they're seeing Krishna. They're not making any aparads. Everyone in Vrindavan is Nirupadi. They're free from designations. They don't know the difference between anything. They're just being a dog. I'm a dog, that's all I know. I'm a dog, you're a monkey. I'm a tree. You're a dog, I'm a monkey, I chase monkeys. You're up in the tree, I bark. So she just stands there, gives shade, gives leaves, gives fruits. So they're free from designations, and they're near uprights. They don't make uprights. Only human beings make uprights. So if you have a purified heart, then you can see Krishna, because Krishna's Leela is going on Vrindavan. So everyone in Vrindavan is seeing Krishna's Leela. So they're having the fruit of their eyes. The parrots are seeing, the peacocks are seeing. But we're not seeing. Human life is the crown of creation, they say. Crown of creation. But we're the most condemned because we're bound and limited by our apparatus and designation. Big, small, fat, thin, good, ugly, ugly, beautiful, rich, poor. My friend, my enemy. Friends, enemies, is that. So we're bound by so many designations, new bodies, and so many apparatus. Say apparatus, Vaishnava apparatus. Namarad, Jivaparad. So we're sitting in the middle of Leela Bhumi. It's Leela Bhumi Vrindavan. It's called Leela Bhumi, Praying Bhumi. The old days of Vrindavan, the common phrase of Rishwasis, whenever someone did a favor for them, someone helped, people were always helping each other. In the old days of Vrindavan, giving gifts, giving helping hand, lending money, giving food, giving shelter, giving land for bhajan, kutiras to be built. Many charitable things were going on in Vrindavan 100 years ago, 200 years ago. And during those exchanges, when someone would say thank you to Rishwasi, they say, why are you doing this? You don't even know me. And they would say, Prem Bhav. They say, it's my Prem Bhav. Prem Bhav is my mood, my sentiment of love. Prem means love in Hindi. So they're speaking Hindi. So they say, this is Prem Bhav. My action is based on love. I love Bhanga Vihari. You're living in Vrindavan. You need some food. You come to my house every day. I eat roti, sabzi, some gore. Why are you doing this? Because of my Prem Bhav. I have no relationship with you. You're a Sahu, you're a Madhukari Baba. I don't even know your name. You don't know my name. You knock on my door and say, Radhi, Radhi. So I gave you two rotis and a piece of gore and some sabzi. Every day, you've been coming here for 20 years. I remember once I stayed in Govinda Kund, 95 or something like that. 95, 96 with Subal Das Baba in the southwest corner of Govinda Kund's little kutir, which is still there. He's long gone. He is from South India. He spoke English, Hindi, Tamil, or whatever they speak down there. And I made friends with him somehow or other. And he invited me to stay there as a Kartik. Because he spent Kartik and Radhakund listening to Anantas Babaji's classes. He was a good friend of Anantas. So I met him somewhere. And he invited me to come stay at Kutir. So I went there and stayed a week. Asher Karti, because he wasn't there. He went back and I went with him, say a week. We did Madhukari every day for 1 week in Aniyur. It was a small walk up the street. And we went to the villages and they said, Bob, we didn't see you. You went to America? Is your American disciple? We didn't see a disciple. They said, no, he's not my disciple. I was in Radhakund for a month. And then the people say, Baba's become, he's like a family member. He's come here for 40 years to Madhukari. 40 years. Coming to the same house every day. So, everybody he knew all the family. He knew the guys when they got married. He knew the son when he wasn't married. Then he got married and then he met his son's wife. Then they had a kid, he met their daughter when she grew up. First, the guy's mother was giving rotis, then the guy's wife was giving rotis, and the guy's daughter was giving rotis. Same Baba. So we become family members, they don't even know, they know his name. They just call him Baba. Maybe he knew their name, I don't know. They said Baba, they didn't even know his name. Where you been? There's so much love, there's so much praying for him. So this is old Vrindavan. So gopis are appreciating. We have eyes, we're not seeing Krishna. That's the humility, of course. They have praying, so you have praying, you see Krishna in your heart every moment. So let's come on here and read verse 8. There's also Vasant Tilak Chandas. Which is like Brahma Samhita. I'll read and you read. Chuta pravala bara stava kut palabja.
Chuta pravala bara stava kut palabja.
Malanu prakriti paridana vichitra vesho. Madhyevi Rajator Alam Pashupala Goshtyam.
Madhyevi Rajator Alam Pashupala Goshtyam.
Rangeya Tanatavaro Quachagaya Mano.
Rangeya Tanatavaro Quachagaya Mano.
Chuta Pravala Vara Stavakopalabja. Probably don't know any words here. These are all names of flowers. Mango flower, sprouts, barha. Barha means peacock feather. Stavaka means bunches of flowers. Utpala means lotuses. Aja means lilies. Ma, the second line. Oh, we said right. So mala, mala, what does mala mean?
Garland.
Garland. Anaprikta means touch. Paridana means close. Vichitra, what does chitra mean?
Astonishment.
Chitra means variety. Variety, colorful. Chitra Sakhi is a painter. He's a colorful painter. Vichitra means, V means excessively. Good, excessive. So it says, Vichitra Vesh, what does Vesh mean?
Clothing.
The situation means what?
Colorful dress,
white and blue and orange, color and stripes, and that's the situation. She had one like that. The situation. Yeah, I have a situation. Me either. Boring ratio. The boring ratio. Well, white is all colors. Rainbow. Madhya means what?
Middle.
So Madhya means what? Not really. She's joking. She's very sure like this. Come on. It's standard. It's not an option. It comes with a model. That part always stays narrow. Other parts you have to worry about. Other parts are more dangerous also. That's a little proximal. Jai Radhe Shyam. He raised a tour means two of them shone, alum magnificently. Pashupala, what does Pala mean? Not Pala, Pala, P-A-L, go Pala. Go means what?
Go, cow.
Pala means protector. Well, I don't know what it means, Paul. Pashupal means protector of the animals, and it translates coward boys. Like Gopal. Gopal means protector of cows, but also means Krishna. Gopal. So Pashupal means animal, protector of animals. But the Pashu here means cow. Cow is a Pashu, but not every Pashu is a cow. Right? Cow is an animal. So that's just a way of saying Gopal, the Pashupal. Pashupal Goshtam. What does Goshtam mean? Yeah, Goshti means a gathering where there's some talk. Goshti means sounds. Goshti means a place where there's lots of sounds. But generally when you say Goshti, when Krishna went to the Goshti means he went to the fields, because in the fields all the cows were there. Cows are Cows make, nine likes the cows make a lot of noise. How come? Why the cows make noise?
Moo.
That's what they say, go moo, but why do they say moo?
Drink or eat.
Huh?
Want to drink or eat.
They don't moo when they drink. They go moo, moo.
They communicate with
them. Communication, they're talking to each other. Moo, let's go home. Moo, where's my baby? And how else they make noise? He's a partial father, so he knows. What are the cows got around their neck?
Bells.
Usually a cow, they have a cow bell. It's called a cow bell. That's a good. Are you a bull or a cow? Bulls do that. Hey, cows, I don't know, cows do. We usually see bulls going. Cows go like that? I guess it's kind of restless or something.
It's horns.
That's right. But the cows with their horns.
Yes, it's horns sometimes.
What? To sharpen them. Have a headache or something.
Feel itchy.
Itchy. But they don't go like this, like bulls, like. Bulls go.
Sometimes when he's angry.
Anyway, you know. Watch out. So that's the cow scene. Ghost stone. They're taking animals to the forest. Runga yata. What does runga mean? Runga shala means what? Sports arena. Runga means sport, play, wrestling arena. Concerts, runga shala. Shala means house. Goshala, vidya shala, bhojan shala, dharma shala. Place, house of sleep. Dharma shala. That's our dharma. Ahara nidra. Because Dharma Shala is you have free food and free beds. So you eat and sleep. So your Dharma is Ahara Nidra. You ever heard of Dharma Shala?
Yes, it's
here in Alakuru. They're everywhere. Every holy place is Dharma Shala. There's Jain Dharma Shala, Gujarati Dharma Shala, Andhra Dharma Shala. They have Gujarati Dharma Shala. We went once to Rajasthan with some Gujarati guy. We couldn't find a place to stay. He said, I know the Gujarati Dharma Shala. Oh, that's cool. Are they only Gujaratis? Yeah, most of the only Gujaratis go there. What about me? I'm not Gujarati. I thought, you're with us, so let you stay. Okay. I stayed, because I don't look too Gujarati. So I stayed there. So there they go. Let's read the translation. Dressed in a variety, charming variety of clothes, garments, which they had flower mallas decorating, they were decorating peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, sprouts of mangoes, flower buds, Krishna Balam shone forth magnificently among the cowherd boys. They look like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sang. So in drama, in Indian Vedic drama, actors on a stage were sometimes different kinds of drama. They dress up with all kinds of forest, things from the forest. So Krishna, every day is a drama for him. Every day is a play, drama play. So he dressed up quite extraordinarily. Turban and flowers and mint, to get some stones from the ground, make a powder, mix some water, put some dots in their forehead, blue, red, yellow. Silver makes yellow, and copper sulfate makes blue, and potassium permanganate makes purple, and different colors, and chalk makes white, a natural chalk. And then garlic, garlic makes orangey red. Garlic, like a color of sodas cloth called garlic. You can buy it in the market. There's a dye. So you mix up with water and paint your face with all these dots. Gobi dots, Gobi dots. And peacock feathers and bird feathers and berries and lilies and flower buds and leaves. Oh, really wild guys. You know. Christian Bauer and original rainbow people. Hippies. Footloose and fancy free. That's what they say. So they look like dancers, they look like actors, dancers. Let's see some other translations here. Krishna Govinda, Krishna Govinda. That's verse 9, 8. Sing at times amidst a circle of cowboys and picturesquely clad in a garment fitted closely with tender mango leaves, peacock feathers, bunch of flowers tucked in their curly locks, a pair of lilies tied to their ears, a lotus held in the right hand, and a garland around their neck. The two brothers look most charming, like a pair of excellent actors on the stage. Charming, charming, charming brothers. Let's see your Prabhupada's translation. Flowers tucked in their curly locks. It paints a picture of Krishna, all these words. Words paint pictures. The words paint the pictures, and you're supposed to see the pictures in your mind, your imagination. Curly locks and flowers stuck in there. Prabhupada gives a commentary on verse 7 and 8. Persons who are constantly engaged in transcendental meditation, seeing Krishna internally and externally, by thinking of him playing the flute and entering Vrindavan Forest, have already attained perfection of samadhi. Samadhi means absorption in all the activities of all the community in a particular object. The Gopis indicate that the pastimes of Krishna, that's a nice commentary, is perfection of all meditation and samadhi. So we're going into meditation and samadhi every day. It is also confirmed in the Gita that anyone who always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna is the topmost yogi. Yogi Namavi Sarvesha. Madgatane Taratama. So which one means absorbing Krishna?
Madgatane Antaratma.
Antaratma means inside your Abha inside. Means Abha means mind. So your internal mind absorbing Krishna, you're a greatest yogi. That's the verse Krishna that Prabhupada is referring to, chapter 6 of Gita, verse 47. Check it out. Another Gopi expressed her opinion that Krishna Balaram tending the cows appeared like actors going to play on a dramatic stage. Krishna was dressed in glowing garments, yellow, Balaram in blue. They wore twigs of mango tree, peacock feathers, bunch of flowers in their hands, dressed with lotus flower garlands. Where are the lotus flowers? They're sometimes seeing sweetly with their friends. Nice. That's verse 8. Let's see another Ram Shambhu. Got a lot of translations here. Thank you. More things thrown in the sweet rice here. Raisins and elaichi and cashews and some keshar. Beautiful peacock feathers caress their crowns and garlands swing from their necks to ornament their elegant forms. Radiant tilak made from various colored mineral powders grace their foreheads. Bouquets of small creepers and flowers ornament their bodies. Thus Krishna Balaram pleased the eyes of everyone with their charming beauty as they enter Vrindavan like dramatic actors walking onto a stage. That's nice. Same idea. Kavi Kamarpur. Let's look at the commentaries on this verse. This is really a juggling act here. Yeah, that's fun, I like it. It's like painting, I'm painting a brush stroke here and there. Keep adding, never know when it's done. And something inside you tells, okay, stop. Okay, it's done. Oh, I can add this, I can add that. Like that. Sananga Swami says, the gopis are most fortunate, but we are very unfortunate. No, they're saying, the gopis, the cowboys, are most fortunate, but we are very unfortunate. Okay, now let's see Vishnu Sarvari's commentary. To our exercise program, picking up books. Vishnu Sarvari Padki.
Jay.
Verse number 8. Bhangavi said, how will we deal with this disgrace? We should not go run to the forest. Another gopi said, no, we should go anyway. That was a fired up gopi. The first gopi replied, Krishna with Baladev, our motive in going will not be fulfilled. But they want to go to be with Krishna. And you know, when you two's coming, three's a crowd. So it's one gopi and one Krishna and Balaram, and then it's no party. Is Rasa Bhas. Second gopi replied, therefore, we'll hide, we'll go to the forest and hide, and peer through the leaves of creepers, and taste the nectar of Krishna's beauty, hear his sing, and see his dancing. Then we can quickly return home. This is the intention of this verse. Decorating ourselves with tender mango leaf sprouts, peacock feathers, bunch of flowers, and hair. Lotus buds over here, play those in the right hand. Going around wearing sewn garments, their clothes are red, yellow, and black, like those of an actor. Krishna Balaram look like the best of dancers, arranged in colorful dresses. Krishna Balaram danced along with the cowboys and sometimes sang Gaya Mano. Gaya Mano also means that Krishna Balaram was satisfied, man, with the singing Gaya of others who were praising them. Or it can mean Krishna Balaram were proud of their own singing. Man can mean mind, or man can mean pride. They say, Amani na mani dena. What's happening? Okay. So it says Gaya Man, you know, the Gaya Man, longing or Gaya Man. Longing means pride. Amanina, Amanadena. Pride, anger. Man, Lila, Man, Rangas, Man. Pride, jealousy, anger, all means Man. Or if you Man, means mine. So they're satisfying their mind with their singing, or they're saying, you guys can't sing like us. Krishna Balaram are proud of their own singing. You guys are lousy singers. No one in the three worlds can sing like us. Who are you insignificant cowboys anyway? That's Krishna. He's proud and boastful. He's like that. That's Krishna's commentary. What's going on there? Entertaining sounds. Okay. Jai Radha Sham. Now we pass 1 hour or so. One hour, 1 minute. You gotta stay awake there, kid, or what? Don't look too awake. all your energy goes into Mangalarti. And by the time it gets here, and then you're dead. Okay, whatever. Enjoy. Text number 9. Vasanti Tilak. This is Vinaya Geet, gopis are glorifying Krishna in the forest, with the cowboys playing the flute, and they're all talking about Krishna's beauty, what he looks like, what they're imagining, that they've seen him before, and they're recalling what they've seen. This is called Smaran, actually seeing Krishna, remembering what you've seen. So we're trying to see someone, meditating on someone we never saw. That's why Smaran is a little difficult. But if Krishna gives us darshan, then this Gurudev explained to me what's the meaning of smaran. You're saying smaran, but you can't do smaran until you have darshan. So I said, well, what am I supposed to do? Until then, he said, sorry, Krishna, you can do meditation, but you're not doing really smaran. Smaran is remembering something you saw. I've seen you, so I close my eyes and think I can see you. I've seen you. You know, I have a dream. I dream of you. I can see you in a dream. You can see me in a dream. Because you see me. But you never saw a dream of me. Well, look, I don't know. I never saw it. So that's very interesting. Swami, we're trying to remember Krishna. That's try again. One fine day, he may show himself, and then it will lock into that darshan, and we'll never forget it. And then we can remember. Gopya kem acharayam kushalam smavenor.
Gopya kem acharayam kushalam smavenor.
Damo daradara sudam abhigopikanam.
Namo daradara sudam abhigopikanam.
Bhunte svayam yadunavishta avashishta rasam radinyo.
Bhunte svayam yadavashishta rasam radinyo.
Rishyatrachoshu mumuchus taravo yatarya. The Tracho goes with the Ashu. And so it shows the Ashu. So the A becomes O. Ashu means crying. Rishya Tracho Choshu. See that? Tracho SH. Because it's not over the S, right? Tracho Shu. Mumuchus Taravo Itaria. Say it. My dear Gopis, last word for it. Gopiya means Gopi. Acharya, what does acharya mean?
Behavior.
Behavior, action, doing something. Kushala means Kushraho.
Happy
also means auspicious. Kushra means let everything be auspicious. Kushra, may everything go good for you. Let everything be good. Be good. We say be good. Kushra. Sravainar. Vayam means food. The food, goes are doing something, playing auspicious flutes. What does Adar mean? Adar Amrita.
Nectar of lips.
Kisses. but simply. Adar Amrita means?
Nectar from lips.
Kisses.
Kisses. Nectar of lips. Yeah, the flute song is getting an extra of his lips. Damodaradara, shoot him. Shoot him means what? Rara Suda.
Nectar.
Nectar. So, Adara Suda means nectar of the lips. Nectar of Damodara's lips. Who's getting it? The Vena is getting it. The flute is drinking nectar of his lips. Govikana, which belongs to the Gopis. That's cheating, that's stealing. If you steal something that belongs to you, take something that belongs to me, you're a thief. The Gopis are saying the flute's a thief. Bhunkte, what's bhoja mean? Eating, enjoying. Bhojan, bhunkti. Bhukti Mukti City, Sakalaya Shanti, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti Iskam, Ateva Shanta. One of the desires to enjoy or get liberated, he's always disturbed. But one is doing Krishna to save it, Krishna Bhakti, he has no desire but loving service, he's always peaceful. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Bhukti means Sura means my own happiness. Independently. Avashishta, what does Avashishta mean? Avashishta. Uchishta. What does Uchishta mean? Vaishnava Uchishta. When you spit out food, food that comes is called uchishta. Three things give love of God. What are they? Bhakta Padaduli. What does that mean? Bhakta Padaduli, what does it mean? Bhakta Padaduli, brush duli, go duli. You got that? Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh. Bhakta Bhukta means Avashesh after he's food after he's enjoyed. Remnants. What? Chaitanya Charitamrita. What did you say?
Yeah, it's in Bengali.
Bengali. Yeah, Avashishta. Avashishta is Bengali. Hindi is Uchishta. Hindi is Uchishta.
Avashishta Gupta, here it is.
Huh?
Here in this Avasishta is there.
Avasishta, yeah. It's Avasishta, because Bengali is very much like Sanskrit. Many Bengali words are like Sanskrit. Hindi is mixed with Urdu and all kinds of Mughal phrases and stuff. So, Bhukti Avasishta, Rasam, Rad. What does Radanyo mean? What does HRD mean? Heart. So what does it mean? It means river. Oh, we say Kaya Rod. Kaya Da. Where it's called Kaya Rod in Prakrit books. H-R-A-D-A. Means a river. Means a lake. Actually means a lake on the side of a river. You must go like that, then it goes around a little side. The lake, that's where the snake lived there, not in the river. You wash away, there's a little side, like a harbor, you know, like a little harbor, Radanyo. Then Rishya Twacho. Twacho means body, happy body. Like harsh, what does harsh mean? Harsh Ashok.
Happiness.
Harsh means happiness. And the fourth canto, what was it, or sixth canto?
Sixth canto.
Sixth canto, Chitraketu had a son, and his son, his baby's name was Harsha Shok. Why is he called Harsha? Narada Muni and Parva Muni met Chitraketu and blessed him, because he had 100 queens, nobody was giving him a son. So he met Parva Muni, Narada Muni, he said, I'm a king, I need to have a son, Yuvaraj. Please bless me. Okay, bless you. So one queen gave a son, his youngest queen's favorite queen. And Narada Muni said, name your son Harsha Shok. Harsha means happiness. Shok means unhappiness, lamentation. Shok. S-H-O-K. So the boy was born, and king was so excited with this queen because she gave a son. So he was always hanging out with her. Ignoring the other queens. They don't like that. The queens became envious. They said, we have to do away with this little number here. So if we poison the king, then that's not a good idea. If we poison the wife, that's not a good idea. Because then the king will beat us up. So we'll poison the baby. The baby's product of the queen, and the king's attached to the baby, and the queen who gave him. So I kill everybody by killing the baby, kill the king and the wife by killing the baby. So they poisoned the baby, and then Narada Muni came, and then the king understood why he was, my baby was a source of happiness one day, next day a source of misery. Life is like that, material life. What gives you happiness is also going to give you distress. What goes up?
Comes down.
That's material. In any material relationship, coin has two sides. Flip it, heads or tails. This side or that side. So today, Shuk, tomorrow, Duke. Material happiness is Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Parma Kruna Pavanduja Nitagora Chandra. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Only happiness, bliss, day by day, every day. Has a day gone by where you're not blissful? Yes? No? Every month? Ghost. So what we have here? So what's the translation? One Gopi said, "My dear Gopis, what auspicious activities did the flute do to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave just a little bit for us Gopis whom that nectar is actually meant? The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, are shedding tears of pleasure. His mother, the river, whose bank the bamboo is born, feels jubilation. Therefore, the river is blooming lotus flowers that are standing like hair on her body." So this one symptoms of Mahabhava, you project human symptoms of love onto insentient beings. Flute has no life, river has no life. It is water and wood is earth. So they're saying the river's crying and ecstasy and yeah, and the bamboo trees are in ecstasy. Trees don't feel ecstatic. So that's a symptom of Mahabhava. You think, you see your, it's called avana manitesya, you project your own self and other beings. That's verse 9. Let's look at another translation here. Gita Press translation, verse 9. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. O Gopis, what meritorious acts has this flute performed by virtue of which it freely enjoys to its heart's content the nectar flowing from the lips of Krishna, who was once tied by his mother, because the word Damodar is there, at the waist. This is supposed to be an offering of the Gopis, so nothing but sweetness is left behind in those lips. Lo, the rivers, who are the parents of the bamboo, was nourished. Appear their hair standing in the form of blooming lotuses, because of rapture. While the bamboo trees themselves are crying tears of joy as honey. Just like the elders of a family are delighted to see their child enjoying the grace of the Lord. Really? That's your mother and father. My dear mother, Ruski, mom and dad, I'm enjoying the grace of God. I'm living in Radhika and I'm enjoying life. Are you happy with that? They may say no. I'll enjoy you coming to Russia and eat our borscht. And drive our Porsche. Drive our Porsche and eat our borscht. Prabhupada's translation. The lakes and rivers. No. Because the flute is engaged in service of Krishna, the mother and father of the flute must be happy. The mother and father of the flute. That's really good. Well, they ever gave birth to a flute? I never see. So probably gives a commentary in verse 9. The lakes and rivers are considered to be the mothers of the trees, because the trees live simply by drinking water. So the water of the lakes and rivers in Vrindavan were full of happy lotus flowers because the waters were singing. Waters are also thinking, also. The Gopis, so Prabhupada is speaking on behalf of the Gopis. The Gopis are saying, the mother of the flute is the river. She must be so happy that her son's engaged in Krishna's service. Just like your father's so happy, you're engaged in Krishna's service. He's jumping for joy. He's so happy he sends a big donation every month to show his appreciation. I guess so. Hope so. So what are the rivers thinking? You don't know? Listen. How is it our son, Bamboo, Chota Bamboo, is enjoying the nectar of Krishna's lips? The bamboo trees standing on the banks of the rivers and lakes are also happy to see their descendant so engaged in the service of Krishna. Just as persons advanced in knowledge take pleasure to see their children engaged in the service of Krishna. So your mother and father aren't too smart. They don't appreciate it. The trees are overwhelmed in joy, were incessantly yielding honey, which flowed from the beehives hanging on their branches. Very nice commentary by Srila Prabhupada. The mothers and fathers of the bamboo flute, or the bamboo trees and the rivers. Who are the fathers? Who's the father?
The
who's the mother?
Rivers.
Right. Who's the kid?
Venu.
There, it says Mr. Venu Bamboo. That's good. Yeah. Venu Bamboo. Only a woman could do that. They had a natural baby booster. Be careful. You really understand. I'm understanding them, you're understanding me, I'm understanding them. I said, Mr. Bamboo was a baby, and she went like this. And I said, you can't make it, but she went like this. No. Yeah, they were mudras, you know. Like that's mudras. Oh. Why do you go like that? Yeah, sunscreen from previous life. Could be. Going around again. Here we go again. Doing a woman thing. Maya. Maya Devi. Be careful. They bite. Difficult to give up also. Okay, let's get back to the basics here. Okay, right, roll them here. Okay, I heard Prabhupada speak. Let's see what the Dandar Dhamma Chambu says here, Mr. Kavi Karanpurji. Verse number 9, you see, it says, gives a translation here. The second Sakhi said, wow. That is really nice. This is 8 or 9. The second Sakhi said, it's not a Vrindavan Champu. A person is considered fortunate if one can see Krishna's lotus face from a distance. One is more fortunate if she can kiss him with the corners of her eyes. Hey, Sakhi, with a sweet face. That first daughter who drinks the nectar of his lips after he plays the flute is very fortunate. Hey, Murali, Rulis means a girl, but it means a flute also. I'm not lying. You hold a special position. When Shamsunar kisses you, you become overwhelmed and beautified by the touch of his teeth, glimmering white like the rays of the moon. You echo the pleasant sounds of his young lovers at the time of union, and thus drive the world mad, because the Merliet makes a very deep sound, like the cooing of a cuckoo. Of course, that's called the fifth note, and that's the vibration that is heard at intimate times of men and women exchanges. So it's, the Kavi Karnapur is right on the mark here. This is Madhurati Parakiyabhav to the max. Oh, Murli means deep sounding flute, melodious flute. You echo the pleasant sounds of young lovers at the time of union, thus drive the world mad. Krishna's brightly shining teeth are so beautiful, they look like ripe pomegranate seeds sitting in the middle of a lotus flower, or precious rubies embedded in the full moon. Precious rubies because he's chewing pan, which makes his white teeth have some red here and there. Of course, all these things are impossible. Therefore, nothing can compare to the beauty of Krishna's teeth. That's amazing. And another Gopi said, I guess that was verse 8. This is verse 9. The Murli is acting very boldly because he is... It's not he, it's she. She is tasting the lips of Krishna, which are dear to his paramours and meant only for the Gopi's enjoyment. But the Murli must be very fortunate, because even without endeavoring, she has easily attained this rarest jewel. Before Krishna takes the evening bath, Krishna kisses the flute and imbibes the sweet ras. The union of Krishna and his flute produces a nectar that makes the moon ecstatic, turn solid, or burst forth with blossoming lotuses. Feeling proud of their son, the flute, the bamboo trees along her bank shed tears of love in the form of honey dripping from their trunks. That's his translation of verse number 9. Really rasic. Right, nice. Nana Vrindavan Champu Gijai. Let's look at some commentaries here. What do we have from verse 9? When we hear all these verses in translation of scriptures, it's called immersion in Lila. We get immersed in it. Because anything which you repeat, it makes a deeper impression on the mind. Here, once it goes by, you have to rewind it and play again, rewind and play again. So that's what we're doing here. We're like rewinding, playing again, rewinding, playing again. This is Vishnu's commentary. Or even this book and see if there's any difference in the other book. Vishnu says, this verse 9 has the word Gopi Kana. Let's see Gopi Kana. Oh yeah, Gopi, second line. Damodar Adar Sudam Gopi Kana. So he comments, Gopi Kana, nectar of Krishna's lips, is the exclusive property of the gopis, according to the logic that Krishna is a member of the coward community, and the gopis are females of that coward community. They're not inert objects like the bamboo flute. Damodar indicates that Krishna came under the control of the special loving sentiments of the queen of their company, of their group. He's Radharani. So there's a famous Leela, it's in one Purana, I think Brahma Purana, or Ramana Puran. It's called Nivi Damodar. Nivi Damodar. Nivi Damodar means the rope that ties the underwear. So Krishna was late to be Radharani Kunj, so she punished him. He said, I'm going to tie you up so you can't, won't be late anymore. So she couldn't find any ropes to tie him up, so she took the rope from her petticoat, that's from her underwear actually, and took that and tied him up with that. So that's an interesting way to get tied up. Doesn't show too much anger there. You sacrifice your underwear. Tie up your boyfriend. So this Leela is called Nivi Damodar Leela. So during Kartik Maina, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship Nivi Damodar, then worship Yashoda Damodar. There's a letter, Prabhupada wrote a letter in 1967, in the early days, and we said during Kartik, you offer Gilan to Radha Krishna. He said Radha Krishna, he didn't say you have to get a murti of Damodar and all that. But that came later. After Prabhupada's disappearance, I believe, all these interesting things came on the scene. I never saw when I joined in 75 in Los Angeles, in Kartik, we were there. We didn't see any murti of Damodar in the temple and people offering gilans to it or anything like that. Everybody offered gilans to Radha Krishna. Anyway, it's all mixed up now. Vaishnadeva to Radha Krishna. What's that verse? Srinath Chakravarti. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanas Tadam Vrindavana Ramya Kishira Pasana Braja Vrindavira Sikalvita Srimad Bhagavatam Avadam Puranam Prima Bhartaman Sri Siddham Mahabhu Vatam Idam Nachatara. So this is a teaching of Lord Chaitanya. We worship Krishna Vrindavan like the Gopis worship. So it means you worship Radha Krishna, Gopis and Vrindavan. Not Yashoda and all this stuff. Anyway, different things going on. So he's controlled. Since his name Damodar always is spoken in dual form as Radha Damodar, therefore this nectar is meant to be enjoyed by the Gopis. Damodar Adara Sutta. The nectar of Damodar. Damodar, you can say, this means the nectar of the lips. That means that when Yashoda embraces Krishna and ties her to Krishna, Krishna kisses her cheeks, or kisses her forehead. So that means Mother Yashoda is enjoying the Adara Sutta, Damodar Adara Sutta. And Vishnu makes commentary. Whenever the name Damodar is there, it's always combined with the word Radha. Radha Govinda, Radha Madhavan, Radha Madhangopal, Radha Govinda, Radha Damodar. So Radha is there. So this means that the Adara Sutta, the nectar of Damodar's lips, is meant for Radharani and the Gopis, not Mother Yashoda. So that's the distinction he makes. Let's see what I just elaborated on here. Vishnu is really a master of Sanskrit. He's got, one thing is to know the Vyakara and the grammar and Satya and Kavya and everything. The other thing is to be Rasik, how that bhava, how that praying insight to see. That's the speciality of Vishnu. A little bit more elaborated here. The Gopis said, Krishna's flute has created a problem for us, drowning us in the ocean of disgrace. That is expressed in this verse. So the words Vamshi and Murli are in the feminine gender. The word Vena was masculine. It's interesting, the chapter is called Vena Geet. The word Dura, a masculine word, means wife. I mean Dara, it says Dara. Where is Dara? This is verse 9. Where's verse Dar there?
He's comparing when.
Huh?
He's saying, I think, he's generally telling Dara means wife, but it's a masculine word.
I don't know.
It's not
in
the verse.
Oh, he said, yeah. He says, words Vanshi and Marley are feminine gender, word Venus masculine. Like the word Dara, a masculine word, it's a masculine word that means wife. And Dara is masculine, but it means wife. Why are special activities crucial to the flute, Vena flute, perform to become Krishna's wife? He did not do anything auspicious because it took birth as a non-moving creature, a low birth, resulting from a lack of piety. Yet that flute drinks the nectar down on his lips. Can we tolerate that? No, because that nectar is the Gopi's right to taste that. Govikana, where's Govikana? Oh, Govikana, second line. Govikana means it's where this is ours, you know. This flute brazenly, where this enjoyment of the flute is done without marriage, utterly alone, and by thievery. Then the flute then brazenly announces the fact to the real owners of the treasure, namely us, by blowing air. It's really interesting word for it. It's not just ordinary sound of blowing air passing through a flute. It's the cries of bliss that the flute experiences in association with Krishna. In Sanskrit, it's called shitkari. Shitkari. S-H-I-T-K-R-I. Shitkari. Shitkari means at the time of climax, that kind of sound. Ooh, this, that. It's a sign, the bliss experience in association with Krishna. And we were forced to hear that sound. The flute, in other words, the flute is mocking the Gopis. They're all enjoying intimate union with Krishna, and you are not. The flute is mocking them. We are forced to hear that sound. The flute is enjoying so much that it leaves nothing for us, not even a morsel. That we are the rightful claimants of the nectar of Krishna's lips. That flute leaves nothing for us, not even his own remnants, such as audacity. I recorded this on tape, you know. These chapters there, my Bhagavad Leela series. I remember reading it. 2018 I did these. It was really bliss. Others who are devoid of piety also act in the same way. Seeing the flute enjoying nectar with Krishna's lips, rivers become happy, blooming with lotuses, standing like hair on their bodies. The trees pour out their honey, seem to be weeping in bliss. Upon hearing Krishna's glories, devotees shed tears of joy and experience revelation. These hairs stand in. Similarly, upon hearing Krishna's flute song, the rivers and trees are displaying symbols of bhava. Tears, hairs trembling. The rivers are female friends of the flute, and the trees are male, because by gender, rivers are female, trees are male. Are male friends, or messengers. Thus the flute, the river, and trees are all our enemies. Therefore, where can we hide that flute so it doesn't get the nectar of Krishna's lips? Here the Gopis are manifesting the sanctuary bhava envy, which has arisen from their intense love for Krishna. They're envious of a piece of wood. That's pretty ecstatic. It shows how mad, how envy can make you totally mad. The envy is a piece of wood and a body of water. The envy is a river Yamuna and a bamboo tree. And a piece of bamboo. That's wild, huh? That's prema. And we have all good feelings, envy, jealousy, anger. But they're all blissful, transcendental, not vicious, dangerous feelings. Okay, let's see what else we got here. That was verse number 9. Any questions? It's interesting what Vishnu brings out, a whole new insight. How all these sansari bhavas are there, unexpressed in the verse itself, you can't get this indication. But the rasikjanas, they understand what they're really trying to say. They reveal a whole other understanding, a whole deeper perspective. What does Damodar mean? Adar, Uda, Adar, Sudam. And the flute is making noise. What is that noise, the flute? It's crying of lovers at time of union. I mean, it's really stretching it. Stretch of the imagination. But in that realm, anything's possible. Rivers flow backwards, rocks melt, birds become stunned, trees start dancing. It's an amazing realm. Love moves everything. Let me see, there's some books over there on that shelf in a paper bag below that thing. No, below the garage pane. No, no, go down. Yeah, she got it. They got that Gopal Champa. Thank you. A hidden book supply. The guys are waiting to perform for a few weeks. Now he has to give his lines. Gopal Champa has to speak now. Overcoming this Gopal Champa, Jiva Goswami, his description of the Gopi Vinaya Gita. Overcoming shyness to some extent, Krishna revealed his desire when he noticed the Gopi's affection. Krishna began improvising on his flute with amazing skill, increasing the beauty of the music at every moment. All the gopis at once became enchanted. The women of Braj were shy to reveal their love, described Krishna while indicating Balaram. Holding their sticks and ropes and wandering from forest to forest, herding the cows while playing their flutes, Krishna and Balaram make the mountains move, the water becomes motionless, and make lifeless entities manifest like living symptoms. Are these two brothers, Krishna and Pulita, brutes our sense of Dharma? Thinking that by playing songs on a flute in this way, everyone will become bewildered, Krishna then considered. Krishna thought, I desire everyone becomes bewildered and attracted, especially Radharani. I will endeavor to play the flute so gradually bewilderment and attachment will appear. This will occur by the appearance of the essence of notes most desired by sense objects. But if doing this, Krishna agitated hearts of the gopis. Okay, we'll continue more of that. One more is this here. Yeah, it's sliding down. Shivery book. Any questions on this verse number 9?
While you are reading, you said Murali Gurudev. It is written as Murali in Anand Vrindavan Chappu. In Anand Vrindavan Chappu, it is written as Murali.
Yeah.
Venu.
Murali.
It's Murali.
Yeah. The section, the question is asked about Ananda Vrindavan Chappu by Kavi Karanpur. This section is described. The title of this chapter is called The Glorious Flute of Krishna. It's not called Venu Gita, but I saw some paragraphs. That these verses, it's not called Venu Gita. I gave it that title, Venu Gita, because I saw that verse 1 through 2 are same as the Sanskrit Venu Gita. So I'm assuming it's Venu Gita, but he's talking about the Murali as a fact. But the verses are the same as the Bhagavatam. Like, you know, verse 8, that's why I can discover what the verse is. Verse 8 is there, verse 9 is there. Verse 10 is there, verse 13. It doesn't go in sequence, but different verses are the same. So he took the idea, but he used Murali instead of Venu. But Venu is masculine, so there's nothing masculine in the heart of Kavi Karanpur. He writes about cowboys here, but he himself is a gopi. He is lucky. So he is partial to Radharani and Madhurya Rati. So he's saying Murali. Because Murali and Vamsi are feminine gender, words. Okay, well, I guess we go to verse 10 now. That guys can cover a lot in 2 hours. Let's see what other points. So, interesting point here, they're saying the flute is kushalam. The gopis are saying it's auspicious. So, what auspicious activities did the flute perform to drink the nectar of Krishna's lips? But then the commentary says they say the opposite. He didn't do anything auspicious. Because auspicious, you did punya karma in your last life, you get a good birth in this life. You're born at least a human being is a good karma. Or now, trees are not so fortunate. They can't move. They're stuck. They can't get out of the cold, they can't get out of the heat. They suffer hot and cold, so they're stuck there. So there's evolution of forms. The jivas are all the same, but certain forms are more evolved. Human form is most evolved. Of course, they're all created at the same time. We don't believe in evolution. So it's considered auspicious birth is to be born, you know, healthy life, beautiful body, and you know, all these things are all results of good karma. So results of bad karma, you're born a worm, you're born a fish, you're born a dog, a monkey, you know. So you're born a tree, that's pretty auspicious. But so it shows, this verse shows, it doesn't matter what your birth is, you can still get such an intimate relationship with Krishna. Irregardless of what kind of birth you have, auspicious or inauspicious, you can kiss Krishna. There's one in the beginning, this Krishna book itself, Krishna says, Krishna is so merciful, you can dance with Krishna, you can embrace Krishna, you can kiss Krishna. This is a favorite part of the Krishna book of Aindradas. Because Aindradas is really in a mixed Gopi Manjari Bhav program, you know. He had an idea like that, you know. Manjari's enjoying with Krishna. So he favored that Bhav. So that Prabhupada said that. So that shows here the flute, although it has a low birth, externally, materially, it's Krishna's kissing the flute every day, day and night. He sleeps with the flute day and night. He eats with the flute. Even Radharani Kunji got a flute in his dhoti. Sometimes it falls out when he gets intoxicated. He becomes a nanga. Becomes a nanga and Rati Kali, Kunja Lila, and then his flute goes doink. And Radharani signals, Manjari picks up and hides in her beanie. Krishna wakes up, he's so intoxicated in love, he doesn't know he dropped the flute. Venam karan nipatitam, skalitam srikantam. He drops his flute, and so later he finds out, and the whole deal involved, Kavamsi Chori Lila. He drops it inside the kunch, he drops it, he can't drop it, he doesn't have it. I mean, he's just in his dhoti, he's doing all kinds of enjoyment and doesn't give up his flute. It's tucked in his right side of his dhoti 24/7. It's either on his lips or in his dhoti. It's like your cell phone, you don't let go of it. You know? Cell phone, you take it to the bathroom, put on a speakerphone, brush your teeth, listen to the conversation, watch the YouTube movie, take a bath, watch a movie. Eat your food, watch a movie. We have one kid in our sangha. She won't eat lunch without the cell movie. She has to look at cartoons on the cell phone. So Krishna's like that with the food all the time. So that's one point we can get. That here the mother and father are happy that their child is engaged in Krishna's service. Although it's an auspicious birth, we have an auspicious birth, human being, but our mother and father are not happy. Are not happy we're engaged in Krishna's service. But the idea is there's nothing more auspicious or more beneficial than to be a devotee of Krishna. Let's read verse 10. The Siddhanta Goswami has a superb verse in verse 9. BBT quotes Siddhanta Goswami. It says the trees are, Bhema trees are crying. So it says crying happiness. But Siddhanta Goswami says the trees are crying because they're unhappy. Because they're not able to play with Krishna themselves. They're stuck in a tree body. They can't jump on Krishna's back and carry him on their shoulders and be like a cowboy. One may object that the trees in the Vrindavan should not lament for something which is impossible for them to attain, just as a beggar doesn't lament if he can't meet the king. But trees are actually just like intelligent persons who suffer when they cannot attain the goal of life. Thus the trees are crying because they can't get the nectar of Krishna's lips. That's good. Even the trees in Vrindavan have so much emotions. We're living in Vrindavan. Trees are living in Vrindavan for 50, 60, 100 years, 200 years. And they're crying. Crying to be a Christian, crying, hankering for Krishna. We're living in Vrindavan for 5 years, 14 years, 2 years, 30 years. But we cry to be a Christian. Ever cry to be a Christian? Krishna, I want to see you, I want to play with you, I want to be with you, I want to serve you. So ask yourself, yes or no? Your pillow is wet when you wake up in the morning? I don't think so. That's your drawing or something. Verse number 10. Oh, it's time. Okay, we'll do verse number 10 next Saturday by Krishna's grace. Shrimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran ki jai, Yasmani ki jai, Shukadeva Goswami ki jai, Krishna Maharaj ki jai, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kavi Karanapura ki jai, Siddhanta Goswami ki jai, Srila Swami Charan ki jai, Gita Press ki jai, BBT ki jai, Sabhakti Gan ki jai, Shama Kung ki jai, Radha Kung ki jai, Giraj Dharan ki jai, Yunarani ki jai, Mami Virari ki jai, Vasant Ritu ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.